You're listening to The Daily Traditionalist with Matthew Heidmark at RadioArian.com.
Hello, comrades. This is your host of The Daily Traditionalist, Matthew Heimbach. And joining me today is the one, the only, Mr. Jason Augustus. So, Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Matt.
Doing great. It's another beautiful day. It's another day in paradise, right?
Just another day in paradise.
Well, in clown world, I hate to bring you back to the reality that we unfortunately inhabit. There has been a very interesting sort of development today. Not one, but two lawsuits is what I woke up to this morning pertaining to Charlottesville. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about on this that I think is very interesting. And if you're listening to this somehow, you got lost on the, through the tubes of the internet, and you're just a constitutionalist or you're a conservative and you don't think about race or anything like that. Oh, this affects you too, buddy. But first of all, Jason, let's do this. Let's catch folks up on what you've been doing and the release for 14 Sacred Words and all that fun stuff. Let's start with the good news, then we'll go into the to the interesting news. Not that you're not interesting.
Oh yeah, no, my stuff's totally not interesting. Yeah. No, granted, it's not as I guess pressing as these lawsuits, but I did release my first full-length album. One in Germany and one in the U.S. The U.S. is the free speech version. And that has all of me calling out the Jews for what they're doing, calling for the death of the Jews, you know, all that stuff that I'm generally known for doing. So that's it. National Socialist Metalcore. You can get it at opusrecords.com, the German version, and Label 56 in the U.S.
Definitely go for the American version. It's just something. It's kind of like listening. No offense to our German comrades. I know the laws you have to live under, but it's kind of like Kidz Bop. You know, it's just not the full the full song. You know, like if by golly, if I want to listen to Fergalicious, I want to listen to the real thing. Darn it, not the Kidz Bop version where everything's been censored. No, I've never wanted to listen to that. But, the point being, it's sad the tyranny that our German comrades live under. But that's coming here to the United States. So if you like controls on freedom of speech and assembly and the right to bear arms, stay tuned. You don't have to go to Britain or Germany. You can just stay here in the old land of the free and the brave and bald eagles and Toby Keith music. Welcome to Vimerica. So just something that I think is really interesting is we are being sued. But not only are we being sued, let's see, the Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia, New York Lightfoot Militia, Virginia Minuteman Militia, American Freedom Keepers, American Warrior Revolution, Redneck Revolt, Socialist Rifle Association, Traditionalist Worker Party, Vanguard America, League of the South, Inc., National Socialist Movement, Jason Kessler, Elliot Klein, Christian Yingling, George Curbelo, Francis Marion, Ace Baker, Matthew Heimbach, Caesar Hess, Spencer Borum, Mike Tubbs, and Jeff Scoop are all being sued by a lot of fucking kikes. I pardon me, I know this is a family-friendly show, but there's really not much else I can say. But by the city of Charlottesville and a lot of individuals associated with that. And who is leading the legal team in this lawsuit? A bunch of Jews. I didn't think I was going to surprise anyone with that. But where are we going here? Because, Matt, I thought we lived in America and there's freedom of speech. And didn't you have a federal judge uphold your legal permit, which then requires that there can't be a heckler's veto of people shutting down your legally permitted speech? Like, I don't know, per se, letting a mob of radical anarchists and communists with hammer and sickle flags, with batons and cans of mace and piss balloons and bleach balloons to stand in the road and block you from exercising your First Amendment rights? Well, yes, dear listener, that is what the law of the United States says. But we don't live in the United States. We live in Vimerica. So we are now facing a lawsuit, and I can't go too much into all the details, but I thought it was very important for us to talk about. Under the Virginia Declaration of Rights of 1776, Article 1, Section 13 of the Virginia Constitution provides that in all cases the military should be under strict subordination to and governed by the civil power. A section of the Virginia Code is dedicated to prohibiting as specified therein, see Virginia Code 18.2, 433.2, and another state statute that forbids falsely assuming the functions of any peace officers or law enforcement officer. So basically what this comes into is we were not viewed as individuals exercising our Second Amendment rights to self-defense, but as members of a quote-unquote fighting force. So that is what they are going after us. Some bizarro paramilitary stuff where we're not a paramilitary organization. We're actually, I don't know, a political party that's registered with the Federal Elections Commission. Doesn't do paramilitary stuff, but, you know, the statement that gets me, Jason, I'm going to get your comment on this is, when they want to talk about that they forbid falsely assuming the functions of any peace officer or law enforcement officer. First of all, I would never want to assume the function of a peace officer or law enforcement officer, cause they're pigs. And, they absolutely uphold tyranny in pretty much every single case. So I would never want to ever be considered a police officer or have anyone assume I was. But in this case, I just remember a picture from Charlottesville of one of those constitutionalist sort of guys that got knocked to the ground, and he was being beaten by a crowd of Antifa. And this big pot-bellied pig, you can see in the picture, he lifts his shirt up to show that he has a badge. He's an undercover police officer. And is he going to jump into action? Is he going to stop the felony assault with weapons that's happening in front of him? No, he's just going to stand there and make it clear, like, oh, you can just randomly beat people in the street of my city, if they're Nazis, of course. And I'm just going to stay over here and mind my business. First of all, the function of the peace officers in Charlottesville was, I don't know, I guess getting a tan. Getting to play with their new cool uniforms and not upholding a federal judge's ruling when it comes to us being allowed to utilize our First Amendment rights to speak and assemble, and letting radical leftists charge us and attack us. And then apparently when we defend ourselves, then we're the bad guys. So I hate this system. Everything, this is clown world. And I've talked enough, Jason, but I'm full of energy today. So I want to get your thoughts on all that, because you were there, right there at the front.
Yeah, I was there. I remember very vividly. I synced it. Okay, I was there. I got maced. I got the crap kicked out of me. And going over to a whole wall full of police officers, and I'm just like, hey guys, by the way, there's like chaos and stuff over there, and we're all like really getting our asses kicked. Can you do cop stuff? And I'm just getting like shrugged shoulders, you know, nobody really cares. And then I'm like, okay, hey guys, get out of here. And they're like, how do we get out? Oh, go through that crowd right there that was, you know, trying to kill you. Oh, that sounds like a wonderful idea. You know, it's a bit.
Well, I mean, just, I mean, we hit a very important thing this, because we were, in every respect, incredibly restrained in our planning, in our talking with people, in our actual actions, incredibly restrained in Charlottesville. We wanted to go give speeches and hold a rally for our monuments and our heritage. And we were being attacked. And there came a point where we appealed to law enforcement to, I don't know, stop the left from rioting with weapons in the streets. And they were like, no, that's, you know, I'm tired. You know, my elbow feel funny. I don't know if I can do that. So it's like, all right, I guess we're just going to have to defend ourselves then. And that's what happened. And then, of course, that's why you have Antifa from Barcelona to Berlin, doing a banner drop saying, avenge Charlottesville. Because you know what, Antifa, you party rocked and the party rocked back. And you know, you started the conflict. There have been three rallies in Charlottesville, thus far. Three of them. Two of them totally peaceful. I've been at two out of the three. And, why was there violence at one of those three rallies? And there wasn't violence at the other ones? Because there weren't hordes of communists with frickin' baseball bats and bleach they were throwing in people's eyes. That's why. One of these things is not like the other. And one of them is, I don't know, the absolute horde of violent leftist thugs that cause conflict at every single rally. I have never, never in my life been at a protest or an event where we... and I'm just talking about like the Traditionalist Worker Party or like my buddies or my comrades. I'm just talking about like white nationalists in general, where I've ever seen any white nationalists act in an aggressive way. It is always the left, from the East, from the West, punch a Nazi because we're the best, or some stupid chant, they come up with, like, kill, kill, kill all the Nazis. They're saying this, and then springing weapons using improvised flamethrowers. I mean, the example of DeAndre Harris. This Untermensch, he raised $166,000, which he bought himself a fancy car and $2,000 pair of kicks to show off in his rap video. And he was just a poor, innocent victim. A poor, innocent victim that was swinging mag lights at people's heads and part of a mob that was chanting respect the bat and then attacking our guys that were just trying to get back to the darn parking garage. And these black thugs are the ones that start the violence. And then they cry and complain. I mean, these people are Jewish minions. And it is just like the old saying, the Jew cries out as he strikes you. They're the ones that are actually saying, our words are violence. And therefore, in self-defense, they can beat, stab, or kill us for speaking our minds, speaking our opinions, and utilizing our First Amendment rights. They are the ones that then use it as a justification for physical violence, and then they decide to have the gall, the chutzpah, as their Yiddish leaders would say, to sue us for defending ourselves because they got their asses whooped. This is absolute clown world. I hate this country, and there is absolutely no amount of justice in it. There is no justice in America right now. The fact that a single one of our comrades, from Christopher Cantwell on down, is in prison is absolute nonsense. It shows that this is a Jewish-run satanic system, and there's no justice. The justice system is might as well, Lady Liberty and Lady Justice and all the different ladies, right, that are used to like symbolize America, just have giant Talmuds in their hand because that's the only law that seems to matter.
Yep, that's that's the general gist of this. The Judaic hatred of our people is blessed, as Kodriano so well put it. Their hatred of our people is blessed. One invokes it. It's not a medieval shame. But when it comes time for our people to defend ourselves against it, our hatred is something to be condemned. It's something upon which nothing can be built. And that's the paradigm of basically every single American, whether they're actually white Americans or just your. It doesn't matter. It's not even a race thing anymore. This is specifically Jews versus the world here, because you noticed at the Unite the Right rally. There were Nazis. We were there. The Nazis showed up. There was plenty of Nazis. But in that crowd, you also had, like you mentioned, these patriots and constitutionalists that come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And I stress sizes, oh man. but this isn't about racial differences and, who are we as a people? What is our story? It's not about this anymore. And it's becoming more and more clear that this is a Jewish problem. Because these people that attacked us were doing the bidding of the Jews. Everything that they were saying was the Jewish narrative. And it doesn't get any more Bolshevik than the way that they conducted themselves. And it doesn't get any more Nazi than the way that we kind of answered to their attacks. It was in defense. We defended ourselves. And, this is, it's almost, it really is like seeing history repeat itself on crack.
If history was a beautiful woman, man, we're dealing with like the lot lizard equivalent.
Yeah, this is a really shitty after picture.
It's, I mean, look at you. Okay, so get this. Get this. I just got to strap yourself in. Heimbach attended the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on August 12, 2017, as opposed to any of the other Unite the Right rallies that apparently have been held, issuing tactical commands to TWP members. According to Heimbach, they see me as their leader. It's because I'm a leader of a political party, you freaking doofuses. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? We are an FEC-registered political party. The Democrats, the Republicans, the Libertarians, the Greens, guess what? They have a central committee for their organization, and then they've got a leader of the organization. That's how groups work. I feel like I woke up this morning and I just, you know, had lost faith in the world. I popped open the pill bottle and I just absolutely took every single crazy pill that was in the bottle, because this is crazy, Jason. Tactical commands to move, like, to, okay, guys, hey, we're going over here now. That's a tactical command. Like, I'm a paramilitary leader because I'm the leader of an FEC registered political party. I mean,
no, you're not a leader. You see yourself as the leader. You know, and you have to justify it. It's like Trump sees himself as the leader of the United States. I mean, are they going to start writing that now? Like, is this the how deep clown world goes?
Probably. I mean, would you be surprised? I mean, fundamentally, the same thing. They go after Commander Jeff Scoop in the National Socialist Movement because he has on the NSM website a part of the page that's titled "The Commander's Desk." So that means he's a paramilitary leader because he has a part of, you know, he has his own blog, The Commander's Desk. And he was there at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on August 12, 2017, in his capacity as commander of the group. Like, what?
I bet you he sees himself as the leader.
If you've got like a local church group, like the local like church bake sale, like you know, Phyllis is in charge of that. She is, I guess, the commander of the church bake sale.
She sees herself as the leader of the bake sale.
You know what? She isn't. Yeah, she thinks her lemon bars are so good, but they're not. They're not. They're garbage. They're store bought. Don't even listen to her.
Yeah, she just sees herself as the leader. People look to her for guidance on how to get rid of those lemon bars.
Ugh. Well, you know, I've just been laughing. Section 3 of this fucking ridiculous odyssey. Again, I'm sorry, dear listeners. You know I don't swear on my show. It's been a very interesting morning. Jurisdiction and venue. Venue is proper in the circuit under Virginia code. You know what? Why don't we just hold the freaking trial in Israel? Like, if you're just going to have a Jewish-run system, I should at least be able to go and visit the Holy Land while I'm there. To like the Tomb of the Holy Sepulchre or something. Like, that would be fun. Why don't you just sue us in Israel, you filthy yids? Like, why don't you just do that? Because obviously American law doesn't matter. Anglo-Saxon common law doesn't matter anymore. You know, tradition, just throw it out the window. And they're citing all these cases going back to like the 17 and 1800s that really has absolutely nothing. I mean, it's interesting to me. Here's the interesting thing, Jason. And I want your comment on this. Is the system that we're facing, they didn't care when the militias were marching for the Tea Party or something like that. But they only care now when like Southern Heritage, which is like white identity, is involved. I mean, that's the sort of thing that I think is so interesting. Militias have been around for decades and they didn't care about them ever before. But as soon as white folks are kind of standing up, and even when the militia guys aren't agreeing with us, and they actually are militias, like those are paramilitary organizations, I guess. I can't speak for them. But you know, it seems they're obviously their focus is militant. We're a political party. And our allies are social advocacy organizations. But, you know, they didn't care about the militias 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But now paramilitary activity, militia activity. Oh my gosh. Oh, run for the hills. We got to sue everybody. I think the Jews are just scared, man. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than it seems like the Jews are scared. I mean, now we are 2 months after the rally. They're still trying to arrest people for the crime of defending themselves. And now they're trying to sue our organizations. They're trying to file injunctions to stop us from holding future rallies. It just seems to me like Zog is scared.
Well, they should be scared. How often is it that you see this many people gathered together kind of just really saying Jews are a problem? They are our problem, and we need to figure it out. Like, that was sort of the message, you know, if there was an all-encompassing message of Unite the Right that we went there with, it was that the Jews are a problem. So, I mean, we should have, I expected an outcome out of this. I don't know that I expected all this. I can't say that with any degree of certainty that I expected it to be this level. But yeah, they are scared, and justifiably so, because we have pulled them out of the shadows. They're in the light now, and now people are asking questions. Why were there thousands of people there talking about Jews? It's you know, and another thing that people were really, like, you know, in the comment sections and even a lot of the articles were saying, these weren't Klansmen. These weren't people with swastikas on their faces. These people looked like anybody that you live next door to. It's like, well, yeah, because they were. They were everyone you live next door to. They were the people that you depend on. They're the people that fill your gas tanks. They're the people that bring the food to your table. We are the average working class, and we have a problem with Jews. And we're making it very clear now. We're making it known. And, you know, the world is just kind of shaking now from it.
Someone's got to stop these kikes, man. I mean, there's nothing else to say. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. We're normal people. We're a youth-driven movement. And we're tired of being put under the Jewish boot heel, economically, socially, politically, and being spit on and displaced in our own countries. We're not going to have it anymore. We're not going to take it. I mean, we're not, though. I mean, we're tired of this system, and now they're trying to crack down on us, just like they've done on other organizations. I mean, you look at what Golden Dawn's been going through for years. You look at the former organization like National Action or Scottish Dawn. I mean, they're trying to crack down on nationalists everywhere. The attempt to ban the NPD in Germany for the third time. You know, they cannot help themselves other than trying to stop when the people have awakened. But, you know, as the famous saying goes, you know, there's no army that can stop an idea whose time has come. And our idea of nationalism, of sovereignty, of faith, family, and folk, and finally ending the Jewish problem is just not it's not kosher. They don't like it. They don't like what's going on. You know, I mean, and the thing that, okay, like, really blows my mind, right? So I have to keep reading this document. It's so bad. Virginia has further criminalized paramilitary activity. The prohibition aims to ensure that private groups will not use techniques capable of causing injury or death in or in furtherance of civil disorder. Now, what I think is interesting is that, you know, we specifically told people, we're not going to restrict your Second Amendment rights, but don't bring guns, don't openly carry guns, certainly do not brandish guns, and certainly do not do anything illegal or threatening. Defend yourself if you have to within all local, state, and federal laws. That's what we said over and over and over and over and over again. But on the other side, there were people with weapons that could cause injury or death who were chanting, kill the Nazis, kill the Nazis, kill the Nazis, and then they were actually trying to kill us. Like, okay, they had arms, right? They had a criminal conspiracy to come there specifically to use violence to shut down our legally permitted, upheld by a federal judge rally, and they were causing a civil disorder. Then, fast forward, after a state of emergency had been announced and we all dispersed as we were supposed to legally, after we got back to our vehicles, then the left was able to maraud around Charlottesville for hours after a state of emergency had been declared. They were allowed free reign within the city of Charlottesville. Why aren't they the ones who were dealing with all this? There would have been no, if Charlottesville just cares about, like, the stuff that happened on their streets, they should be blaming the ones who actually brought the violence in a premeditated fashion. Anti-racist action, all the different left-wing organizations, they're the ones that caused this. They caused it in Germany. They caused it in France. They caused it in Greece. They caused it here in the United States. They caused it in Canada. They caused it everywhere because they're violent thugs who have a no platform policy where they specifically will use violence to shut down people they disagree with. That is their whole thing, is using violence to shut down people they disagree with. We don't go to communist rallies and beat them up to shut them down. That doesn't happen. We hold our own events because we don't define ourselves. You know, they're Antifa. We're just the pho. We're just the fascists. We just identify as ourselves and work to be able to create political solutions for our people. They're the ones that define themselves in opposition to us. And as part of their platform, as part of their open platform, is to use violence to try and silence us. Well, first of all, it ain't going to work. But second of all, I'm going to turn it over to you, Jason, to get your comments.
I thought it was very interesting that after all of that, when they're having their picnics, after they had thoroughly maced, thrown piss balloons and bleach and makeshift flamethrowers at us to get us off of our permitted event, that they were having their picnics, that the mayor permitted the Antifa flag to be raised in Charlottesville as a show that they stand in complete solidarity with the people that brought this violence to us and their allegiance to their Jewish masters.
Truth. Well, I mean, Jason, where does this go from here? And I'm not just talking about this. I'm talking about, I mean, this seems like the first step in a crackdown against the First Amendment. Because if you're going to bring the Patriots into this, you know, yesterday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, they had Antifa, redneck revolt retards, with their bandanas and guns, trying to intimidate priests and little old church ladies that were protesting the murder of the unborn. They're escalating with both their minions and the judicial system against us on all fronts to try and stop us. So what's your thoughts about where this goes from here?
My thoughts about where this goes from here is, I mean, it really hasn't changed all that much since, you know, even before this. My perspective is really just a question posed to any white people in the United States is really just how much longer do you think you will be able to run? How much more do you think you will be able to stand up against these things without standing on your feet? I mean, when areas diversify due to like low-income housing and all this liberal propaganda that's shoved in people's faces, and you know, getting all the white people to feel as uncomfortable as possible so that they have to leave and they just scurry off to somewhere else, and then they start saying, hey, diversity works great over there. Now that this is going grand scale now, this is on a it's on a fundamental political level here where, okay, now you can't speak. You can't speak here now. You can't think certain thoughts. It's getting to that point now. And if you do, the Jewish boot boys are going to come in and deal with you. So it's really just that question posed yet again. How much longer do you think you can run from this? That's posed to patriots. That's posed to the average, everyday, white, working American who just wants to pretend none of this is happening. Anytime a political conversation comes up, whether it's in social circles or at the workplace, and they just go, oh, that makes me feel uncomfortable. I really don't want to talk about politics. Well, how much longer do you think you can avoid this? How much longer do you think you can have the luxury of feeling uncomfortable and being able to walk away from it?
Simple as this, my friend. We are entering a new stage where if you're white, if you're conservative, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, if you're an atheist that just thinks that, I don't know, you should be able to call someone their pronouns that they were given at birth, not the identity that they've taken on. If you like to be able to protect yourself with the Second Amendment, we are all under threat here. And the Jews are going to keep ratcheting this up and ratcheting this up to bring all of us into it, where they are throwing people in prison like Amish farmers that sell medicine for horses. They're throwing them in prison. They're going after homeschoolers. They're going after people who sell unregulated milk. They're going after nationalists. They're after all of us. This system that the power of capital, the power of the lawyers and the judicial system, the power of the politicians. Let's remember that the politicians in Washington, every one of them in the House and the Senate, voted to officially denounce white nationalism. Your right to exist, they say, goes against American values. Well, if these are American values, then I don't want to be an American. I've said that before and I'll say it again, but we're entering a new stage, ladies and gentlemen, where our freedom, where our lives are in danger from this system, from their boot boys on the street to the lawyers and the judges to the pigs in their uniforms with their badges, all the way up to our elected officials. They are all working together to try and stop us. But they're not going to be able to stop us because the truth shall triumph and the truth is on our side. So, Jason, give me a final thought to carry us out.
My final thought, well, here's a message to the Patriotards, and I will call them this until they're gone. When American means a white working family again, then I will refer to myself as American. And my message to Antifa is suck my ass. My message to the Jews is you're going down.
Yeah. Very simply, blood and soil, Jews will not replace us. And Jason, comrades, hail victory.
You've been listening to The Daily Traditionalist on Radio Area.